try again.
Christian Radio, this is Chris Gibson. It's Thanksgiving evening, Thursday, November 22nd. And man, I'm guessing that everybody is just in some kind of trip to Japan. That was kind of interesting. But anyways, in some kind of a trip to Japan hangover or stupor. Hope everyone got their fill. We have, we're live here at River Palms Cottages in Jensen Beach, Florida. Came down here to try to get a little fishing in during the Thanksgiving holiday. And I'll tell you, the last Thanksgiving, we took off and went to the Panhandle of Florida, Gulf Shores, Alabama. We were right on the line there. And to say it was windy is an understatement, and that is basically the same story here. The wind has been howling out of the north, just wicked windy. And I mean, the river has got like about a 2 foot chop. And but we did brave it. We didn't get any fishing in on Tuesday. We got here Tuesday, except from the dock, and that wasn't too fruitful until Wednesday morning. We got up and went out, did a little morning walk with a coffee and fishing rod in hand, a couple of casts off of the dock, and nice two little trout there. Myself and Dammy got some trout there first thing in the morning. That was nice. And then a little later we were playing around and bluefish. So Wednesday afternoon got out, and I'm not going to give away the spot because Irish Gene showed it to me, and I'm not going to divulge it, but we were on the east or the west side of Hutchinson Island in a nice little sheltered cove. Me and Pop went out, and he's still getting his mojo going and still yet to slime his kayak, but we're working hard at getting it done. But the water was a little warmer yesterday, and a couple of nice little snook got them out from underneath the mangroves there. Just little babies, healthy little snookers, 12, 14 inches. And they were a lot of fun on light tackle. So we spent a couple hours doing that, and some good dinner down at the Dolphin Bar and Grill, just a couple of miles down the road here. They had fresh catch cobia. Man, that was good stuff. If you haven't had cobia fresh and grilled up, actually I had it blackened. It was very delicious. It was one of the best eating fish there is. But we got out this morning. Jean and her friend Tony met us at this little cove. And we got out. The wind had shifted a bit out of the north and moved around to the west a little. I think it pushed some cold water up into the cove, so the temperature was a little cooler, the water was. But we're fishing the incoming tide, and there was some movement. There was some something crash of bait. I don't know if it was, we saw that I was stand-up paddling around the edge of the mangroves there. Saw a school of little juvenile barracuda up in there. And they might have been chasing the last minnows or something like that. But something was popping bait. I think Tony wound up catching a few trout. They were holding tight to the bottom. And they were on a cut them on soft plastic, jig heads, and but no snook and no redfish. And it was just kind of a real slow day, but we were out. We had a good time. It was sunny. And we stayed out of the wind for the most part, but it wasn't too bad. Come back here tonight after a little healthy Thanksgiving dinner with the family. And we're out on the dock here at River Palms, soaking some bait, and picked up a little channel cat and another bluefish. So we'll go back out in a little bit and see what we can pull out of the water. But try not to keep the skunk off of this. So. Anyways, I didn't think that there would be a whole lot of folks on tonight, being Thanksgiving and all. So it's probably watching football and hungover from all the turkey and stuffing. But just a couple of announcements. We are looking forward to the boondoggle. February.
Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? I suggest you get your butt up. Come find out February 15th through 18th, President's Day weekend in Titusville, Florida at Cars Park. It'll be one heck of a weekend with good people, and then there's a bunch of kayakers too. For more information, go to yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Yeah, and the boondoggle will be February 15th to the 18th at Cars Park. In fact, we're going to head up the coast here tomorrow and check it out. Maybe get a little fishing in. Depends on what time we get out of here. Get packed up, loaded up, and a couple hours north of us. We'll give that a shot and then head back to the ATL for Saturday. So, but 130-something people already signed up for boondoggle. And hey, there's another invite out there, the event for Saturday evening's dinner. And we're trying to get a head count for dinner on Saturday evening, be hosted by or catered by Sonny's Barbecue. We're told that we're looking at $10 to $12 per person. Not sure of the menu yet. We still got to work that out. But Sonny's Barbecue is pretty good stuff. And we'd like for you to go ahead and respond to the invitation for that. If you've got some friends, send it out to them. Make sure that we get it spread out just like we spread the event for the boondoggle itself so that everybody, we get a good dissemination of the invite. But I need you to go ahead and pop your I'm going to go in there. And if you're going to have some other folks in your party that will not be accepting the invite on Facebook, i.e., we won't see them as account, add a comment in there and let us know who's going to go with you, how many will be in your party for dinner. We just need a good count so we can get a good deal as far as the price per person for dinner and make sure that we got enough food for everybody. So that should be pretty good. Sunday night will be the potluck dinner and that'll be just whatever you bring, and we'll see what we can get done for that. But hope to see everybody out there for that. But make sure that you sign up for the Saturday night dinner event so that we know that you're coming for that. And we'll see everybody at the Cars Park, the Merritt Island boondoggle. If you're more info on that.
Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? Come out President's Day weekend to Cars Park in Titusville, Florida for family fun, great fishing in the no motor zone, and hang out with a bunch of crazy kayakers.
We're going streaky! Yeah!
Put your clothes back on, Chuck. For more information, please visit yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
You can find that information at yakangler.com/boondoggle, kayakfishingradio.com/boondoggle. It's got all the past boondoggles and roto albums and stuff like that. Check it out. It's a great time. Should be fun. All kinds of door prizes set up for the evening. So somebody's going to walk away with a new Jackson kayak. Somebody's going to take home a new Native kayak. And I think Chuck just posted an American canoe. So we've got them. Make sure you thank those folks on Facebook, on their website. send them, drop them a little note. Tell them thanks for supporting the Boondoggle. It's a great opportunity for the manufacturers, for vendors of kayak fishing equipment and fishing gear to come out and spend some time. So if you're one of those kind of people, just come on out. Everybody's invited to join us for the Boondoggle and just hang out. It's Woody Calloway from Natives. It's great. It's not a tournament. Everybody's happy. No cutthroat. We're just out there to have fun and fish. All right, and Cars Park and the No Motor Zone is a great place. And there's also, you just go 20 minutes up the road and you're at Mosquito Lagoon. So get an opportunity to fish Mosquito Lagoon and the No Motor Zone and be right there. So it'll be a great time. All right, so what else do we got to go over? And we're also going to be looking for somebody to start planning. So our basically our boots on the ground person for our October Columbus Day Boondoggle. And if you're interested, if you think you've got the place that we should boondoggle, drop us a line at kayakfishingradio@gmail.com and let me know what who you are and where the place is. And we'll talk about camping. We like to have a nice central place where everybody can camp, maybe a KOA or something like that with cabins, something that everybody can hang out together. So drop us a line, kayakfishingradio@gmail.com, and we'll get that taken care of. That should be a lot of fun. So, but the planning needs to start soon so that it doesn't jump up on us and everybody sets the bar so high for the Boondoggles. I mean, our last one in Virginia Beach, the Losers did a great job. Lots of people showed up. We had over 80 people kayaks out in the water. It was awesome. And now we've got 130 saying they're showing up for Cars Boondoggle. And we should have a great time. Kayak fishing at its best. Well, you know what? I think that's about it for this evening. Just wanted to get something on the air. We have a show. And Thanksgiving is time. Everybody, we're real thankful that you guys listened to the show. And we're pushing almost 80,000 live listens and downloads for Kayak Fishing Radio since we started back in 2010. And we really appreciate it. So thanks to you all. Thank you for you being there. I hope you guys enjoyed the day with your family. Thought about all those things to make you thankful for. And, oh, by the way, if you're Black Friday and all that good stuff, you're thinking about stuff for your kayak fishing friends and family, check out yakangler.com and their Christmas list for kayakers. That's a great spot to take a look and see some gift items for that kayak angler and your family. So check it out, yakangler.com, their Christmas wish list. It'll be in the article section. So y'all have a great one. We'll see you next week with the full-length show. And I'm going to head back out onto the dock and see if I can catch some more fish. Tight lines, take a kid fishing. We'll see you next time.